Judaism and Christianity. Yeah, it's pretty true, to be honest.
Tell me about your musical journey. What made you want to go into a band and do this type of music?
For me, I got into reggae maybe around 4 years ago. It's actually a local festival actually in Chelmsford. I mean, I've always loved Bob Marley and stuff, but I saw a band called By the Rivers. I thought that was brilliant. So I saw what the drummer was doing. I really liked the style, and it just turned me on to reggae music straight away. So I've been playing it since then. And I was lucky enough to one day get asked by Ben, the band, he's the pianist. He called me up and I was posting an advert looking for bands to play reggae with, and it was lucky I got a call from him. So I've been with the guys for about a year now, and it's been really good so far.
Making a lot of comeback reggae. Bob Marley. I mean, if you ask most people about reggae, they'll probably their first person they'll bring up will be Bob Marley. Had some bangers, really, didn't he? Could You Be Loved? Yeah. The jamming.
Awesome.
Some awesome beats. So absolutely fantastic. What's how did you all meet? I mean, we've gone from four. There's eight of you, so there's eight people. It's a big band, obviously. How did you all get together?
So I used to play in a band with some of the other members in Dojo called AOF. It's going back about 2 or 3 years ago, and unfortunately that band didn't quite work out due to musical differences, shall we say. Will, our guitarist, I sort of met up with him again, and he sort of mentioned that our old keyboardist Ben, who Connor was saying about earlier, had been setting up another reggae band, and luckily got the opportunity to sort of come and join them. So I mean, it's sort of through previous bands and sort of friendship circles that I've met everyone, and obviously now met Connor through the music.
I've known the guys for about a year now, so it's just purely off of advertising off the internet, and it's been great.
How did the name come about, Dojo? I mean, does it mean something? Is it something that's has it got a meaning to it, or is it something you just kind of threw together? Is it on most bands, do you have a story behind the name?
I'd love to say that there is a story. But I don't really think there is.
You just got the pen and run out of ink, and
sounds good.
Nice and short. Dojo. A Chinese thing. Ah, Dojo. Connor. That's exterminating thing, wasn't it, Connor?
Yeah.
It seems like strange people coming up. So you've got to go,
John Connor.
John Connor. Man, I'm me, mate. I'm from Dojo.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Right, so I've got here, this is what I got. 20. Is it 20? 20.
20, yeah.
20. Met writer and Hammond organist Ben Cormack. You're joined by Robin Porter, recipient of the George Murphy Trophy for Jazz.
Indeed, yeah. Our sax player, Robin, absolutely phenomenal guy, isn't he?
He's a good player.
He's been studying sort of jazz music up in Leicester for a few years, and I think now he's sort of both a professional musician, teacher, and he's an incredible guy.
Yeah,
absolutely incredible guy.
V drum. What's a V drum?
Electronic drums.
It's a V drum. World Championship finalist.
Yeah, that's going back about 3 years now. That's basically a competition by Roland, so they set up a...
Roland and people like amps and musical stuff, yeah.
They do a competition. Well, they didn't do one this year, but I was in the... I made the final eight in the competition for basically do a five-minute solo. Yeah, it's a good experience. I met a great bunch of guys doing that, great bunch of drummers, and it's good. It's also the looping final as well, so people will have their loop pedals and all different instruments are played, and it's good. It's a good event.
Great stuff.
Yeah,
we're going to do a track from your new EP, which I've got here. I've got the physical copy here. We're going to be playing a CD. unusual, isn't it?
It's so old-fashioned.
It is. Like, sooner or later, our kids are going to be going, "What's this thing?" And they'll get it out of the CD cover. They'll put it in, and then they'll put a glass on it. That's not a table mat. we're going to go for track the last track, Give Me Love. Quickly tell me a little bit about that before we play it.
So Give Me Love is basically just about sort of all the issues there are in the world at the moment. Obviously so much fighting and sort of hate around the world, and it's just, there shouldn't be. Everyone should be happy. Everyone should be
absolutely great message life. For the first track. Okay, let's give it a whirl. This is Dojo, Give Me Love.
Stumble, reach for branches to pull yourself up, reach for the highest bough in the jungle, lift yourself, and don't stop and think, and watch your wit, but not your bundle, watch for teachings that come from above, watch for lessons that act as a rundle in the night. Fires, they burn so bright, burning thousands of miles away. Yeah.
to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Okay, back talk to Dodo straight after this.
The Curtain Call with Queen's Theatre Hornchurch.
Hello, this is Sean Needham from the Queen's Theatre Hornchurch. I've just recently played John the Baptist and Judas in Godspell, and now we have three fantastic shows packed with laughter, music, thrills and rock and roll here this autumn. First is the European premiere of Gunmetal Blues, a stylish, sharp comedy musical murder mystery which opens on the 29th of August. Up next is the classic slam-door farce, Lend Me a Tenor, playing from the 3rd of October. And don't miss Return to the Forbidden Planet, the Olivier award-winning rock and roll musical from the 6th of November. Catch it in Hornchurch before it goes on a 25th anniversary UK tour. By getting a Jump the Queue season ticket, you can watch all three from just £12.50 each. See you in Hornchurch this autumn. That's an order from Captain Tempest.
For booking information, visit queens-theatre.co.uk or call the box office on 01708 44 33 33.
Everyone's invited to the Into Lakeside Summer Party. We've got two jam-packed days full of free family fun.
Oh, can I come?
Yeah. We've got music, dance, competition.
And my girlfriend?
Yes, of course. There'll be free food, drink and treats.
Is it cool if my mates come too?
Yes, yes. There'll be a live performance from girl band Stooshy, plus 28 other live performances. There's even an urban beach, still walkers and...
I'm going to call my cousin.
Yes, everyone's invited. Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of June. Visit into.co.uk/lakeside for more information.
Hi guys, it's Ryland from Big Brother's Bit on the Side. I want you to join me at the Liberty Shopping Centre in Romford on Saturday the 5th of July for St Francis's Hospice 30th Anniversary Star Walk. Now girls, it's a 10km sponsored walk under the stars and it's going to be fantastic. We've got a Rio Carnival theme, loads of fancy dress, live music and a bunch of firefighters, plus me to entertain you lot at the start.
Register now at sfh.org.uk and be a star for your hospice. Join the Star Walk.
This is the most powerful trigger hose gun in the world. It could blow your marigolds clean off. Do you feel lucky?
Get lucky this spring with Essex and Suffolk Water's Garden Water Saving Kit, including trigger hose gun, water storing crystals and water stick. Save water and save money. To receive your free kit and more water saving tips, simply visit eswater.co.uk. Click on Saving Water and enter promotional code ESWPHOENIX. Offer open to Essex and Suffolk Water customers and while stocks last.
Now in all this excitement, I've forgotten how many bulbs I've used.
So it's on. 50 things Rob hasn't done yet, and only 50 weeks to do them in as well. Can you help? No, really, I need your help. If I stand any chance of ticking off these things from my bucket list, I'm going to need my own little helpers.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show, brought to you by Northwood, the proper property people. For sales and lettings, call 01708 74 75 07.
Welcome back. Now, let's talk about the CD, because for those eagle-eyed people that know Dojo really well, will notice that we just played the wrong track, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
So, first of all, let's just go to the... I mean, this is the great thing about CDs. So you're so used to MP3s and just loading track 5. And when you have to put it in the CD player, easiest thing in the world. But we're gonna play Give Me Love in a Sec. We played All These Years, which was in fact track 4, which was... Tell us about that one.
That's our next single release, isn't it?
All These Years has been, like Connor said, it's going to be our next release. We've actually recently been filming out in Morocco for the new video.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that should be coming up at some point in the very near future. As for that one, though, you'll... We're actually unsure as to.
Well, I thought it was reggae, like I said, off air when we were talking, I thought reggae and ska, it had that typical reggae back with the sax coming through. Now, I'm going to work on the fact that I've got your CD in my hand, so I'm flicking it open, and I'm no mathematician, but I can see four people there. What happened to the other four?
So, unfortunately, not all of us were actually able to make the original photo shoot.
You could have needed a longer bench.
Yeah.
That's shot at the train station, is it? Or
it's actually down
in Southend.
Yeah,
Southend. Oh, cool. Yeah, I know. Yeah, on the opposite side of the road.
Yeah.
I know. Because you've got a big lift going up the hill, haven't you? Near that, it's near that, I would imagine. I mean, it's a great photo, black and white. I mean, obviously, people can't see it because you're on the radio, but we've got. You can this front of the CD is forms part of your Facebook page, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So let's just go to the Facebook page, because if we're talking about the vocalist Kanisha Twani, now she was born. It's quite long. It's a bit. I'll read it out because it's a great story. She was born to a Christian minister and a teacher in Cape Town a few years before the fall of apartheid. During her formative years, her family were subject to horrific acts of discrimination. The relationship between her black father and her white mother provoked much animosity. On one occasion, her father was arrested, beaten under suspicion of being a supporter of ANC. When he was unable to make a confession, Twani's grandparents were also apprehended and threatened. That's pretty big story for the film.
Deep stuff.
Yeah. and obviously, she emigrated from South Africa to the UK when she was five, and the kind of story goes for that. I won't read it all out. She's not here, but there's her talents were honoured with 10 the gospel choirs, collaborations with the UK's foremost jazz musicians, including pianist James Pearson, fantastic, and artistic director Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club.
Yeah, she's. I think she's performed a few times down at Ronnie's Bar, and I mean, she's a phenomenal singer. Got such a great vocal range and just suiting almost every kind of music. But I mean, her voice just sits so well with the with the stuff that we're playing. It's perfect,
It's distinctive, I think, that the vocals will be what she puts into to the band.
That would probably be a pretty good word to use. She's definitely got her own sound.
Yeah. If you could bring someone in, another artist in, like a collaboration, who would you go for?
Personally, I'd love to work with a guy called Prince Fatty, who's sort of Brighton-based producer. Just makes some absolutely phenomenal music, and I think if he's listening, hint.
Yeah, if you're listening, get in touch and tweet us. Or you can email us, radio@phoenixfm.com. If you do want to get in touch with us, by the way, today, you can tweet me, at DJ Tony Sat, or you can tweet the station, at Phoenix FM, or you can give us a hit up on Facebook, where the band, you're on Facebook, aren't you?
We are indeed.
Where can we find you?
We are on facebook.com/dojoreggae.
That's it. It's quite easy to find. I find it fairly easy. Right, let's get this track on. We was going to play the first time round. So this is the current single, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a debut single.
This is the debut single. This is a track called Give Me Love. Here we go. Fingers crossed. You ready?
Give me love, give me love, give me love, give me love, give me love. So much time in the world today, hostility and stranger leading us astray. But I'll keep singing my give me love, 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 give me love. Give me love, 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 give me love. So much sadness in the world today, hostility and rancor, no equality or unity. But I'll keep singing by ya. Give me love, 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 give me love. Give me love, 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 give me love.
There you go, fantastic. That's a great track, isn't it? Really is a great track. Tell us, now we've got, we'll say tell us about these tracks, because we've just been talking off air, and because you're the rhythmist, you don't know much about the songs. So you just said, we can't tell you too much. We didn't write them.
I can tell you the ins and outs of the bass lines. I'm sure Connor can tell you the ins and outs of the drum beats.
I'll tell you. But well, there's a lot of drumming in that one. Yeah, that's it. It's fun to play. Great. I can imagine it sounds fantastic live, by the way. Love that track. I love the last track. But then I like this kind of music. And I can imagine that's when you're playing live, you know, in a pub or club or festival, this kind of music really goes down well. It's something you can really get in. It's got this big bass beat, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had some really good gigs there, haven't we? The audience have been all like dancing. It's been great.
It's just one of those. It's the sort of music you can just sort of just put on and just have a good time. Music, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just fun and happy and summery and lovely.
Yes.
tell me more about the actual the CD and the album. Des Cry for Stars. Is it worth me asking you where the name come from? Do you know?
Pass.
If
keyboardist Ben was here, I'm sure he'd be able to offer a little further insight.
So there we go. So if you know the answer to this question on Felix FM, if you know why it's called Describe, please give us a email. I'll imagine it's something, because it's perhaps someone who's called Des who cried.
Yeah, possibly.
There you go. Nice graphics on the front as well, of the singer.
Yeah.
And I'll keep looking. There should be another side. The other four people could be added later, couldn't they?
Photoshop them in. That'd be fine.
Yeah. What's your ideal gig? I'll take it you're gigging at the moment.
Yeah, we've had a really busy sort of few months. Got a few festivals coming up over the summer. We're at
starting next week at the Fling Festival in Chelmsford.
Fling Festival in Chelmsford. Then we've
Walthamstock Festival as well. It's coming up.
Yeah, Walthamstock and Brownstock as well.
Brownstock as well.
Headlining the Treehouse stage on the Sunday. So yeah, it's I think we've got a few other little gigs sort of coming up here and there as well. So. It's going good.
What's your favourite gig? Do you have a favourite? Do you prefer the festivals or do you prefer the...
This has been our first sort of festival season's coming up, really. So, but we've been played a few a place called Floripa in Old Street. That's been my favourite so far. It's great.
There's a really good vibe there, isn't there? It's just it's like sort of just such a nice, happy place. Yeah. Like the guys who work there are all really lovely people, and the people always seem to enjoy themselves as well. We've played there a few times.
It's always busy as well.
Absolutely.
You're doing Brownstock this year.
Yeah.
That's on 31st in August.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
That's cool.
So looking forward to that one.
Well, we're going to play another track off your CD. Let's. What we got left? We've got Dan Presser, Brother, You Are By My Side.
Give Brown Presser Down Presser a go.
Down Presser, yeah.
Is it Down Presser? Yeah, that is. And which is track one. Is it worth me asking what this one's about? Would you know, or do you want to make something up?
Down Presser. It's about pressing down on stuff.
So that's getting good. Yeah, see, pressing buttons and you press them down. Hence the Down Presser. It could be a good video. It's like one of those sci-fi things coming out next week. The man, he walked it alone. Down Presser. Or it could be a pet's name. Down Presser. Down. I'm looking forward to it more than ever now. Here we go.
Driving. the Brentwood Festival 2014. 30 bands, 3 stages, 3 days. Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the 18th, 19th and 20th of July. It's all about the 80s on Friday, with live performances from Alexander O'Neill and Cool as the Gang. The Jewelers, Missing Andy, plus Simon and Oscar from Ocean Colour Scene on Saturday. And reggae legends UB40 live on stage on Sunday. Check out brentwoodfestival.co.uk for info and booking. The Brentwood Festival 2014, the 18th, 19th and 20th of July. Running around.
Yay! Reggae legends, UB40 and Dojo. Yeah, so there we go. We got UB40 in the Brentwood, right here. That's happening at the Brentwood Centre, which is where we are now, on the 18th, 19th, and 20th. They're on the 20th. Do you like a bit of UB40?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all right. Mm. Yeah, ain't too bad.
Yeah, ain't too bad. Basics. You know, they could help you out on stage every now and again if you've got 4 missing and you need to make a phone. Mickey, what are you doing today? come down the rest of the clan and join. Well, it's got to be better than saying Bran instead of Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just like to highlight the song is Down Presser, not Brown Presser.
Yeah. I said Down Presser, you said Brown Presser, didn't you?
Yeah, got my letters mixed up.
Yeah. God, dear. Colour's wrong, isn't it? Now, I was going to ask you what you write your own material, but because you can't answer that one. So he was going to say you met Wright Hammond and Ben Cormack to the writing. Yeah. So we can't really go through all the lyrics and stuff. But when you do the tracks, when the tracks are written, obviously you're forming the melody. So you've got to get involved with working out what beats you're going to be putting in. Yeah. I take it you get involved in that part?
Yeah, we all get together and
we sort of tend to. I mean, we sort of have like a couple of sort of sessions to sort of go over.
Add our own embellishments to things, and it's
very well put.
Jam for it. Yeah.
Very well put. Yeah, just sort of work out all of our own parts, see what sounds good, try new things. Mm. If it doesn't work, scrap it. Yeah. If it does,
start again.
Love it.
So it'll go well for you at the moment. We're gonna try and play another track. We've got the news coming up, so we'll probably go to the news break and then play the track just after news. So what we'll talk about is a little bit possibly about reality TV, because is that something the band would do? Would you have a go on one of these reality TV programs, or is it not really the thing the band would?
It's
look
something
into?
We've never really sort of talked about really, have we? I mean, exposure's exposure, I guess, isn't it? Like,
depends where you are. Yeah. Normally get arrested, but there you go.
No, I mean, I think it's something. I mean, we'd probably consider maybe, but it's
for now. We're just enjoying just playing these gigs, aren't we?
And
just,
yeah.
I think we got another EP sort of planning to record soonish as well.
So yeah, later on this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So get that done.
Right, well, we'll have a little bit of music and then we'll come back straight after news and talk to you about the last track on that EP. But in the meantime, it's a little bit of John Martin, track called Anywhere For You, followed by the news, and we'll be back with Dojo. Don't go anywhere. There you go. Welcome back to Dojo. He's just been on a smoky break.
Oh, no. You'll hear from my wheezing.
I've given up. I gave up. But I can smell it straight away. So when you stop it, you can smell it. Have you seen all those people do these like new electronic ones now?
I have one. It's not going very well.
They're banning them from everywhere. That's the thing, though. As soon as they've invented something that's a little bit healthier, everyone's banned them. But yeah. I mean, my girlfriend has one that's got the kind of oil. You put oil in it.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I've got there.
That's bad enough having to go and put oil in the car, isn't it? Once a week, let alone to put it in this pot and then try and puff on it. You get cherry flavour. What flavour? They're all going, oh, look at this flavour, that flavour. I don't know. That was... We're going to do another track of the album soon, but quickly, let's talk about the videos, because you've got videos of some of this on online, I believe.
Yeah, we've recently just put out the video for Give Me Love. So that can be seen on our
Facebook page. Which is the new track. The new track.
Yeah. Also, got one in the pipeline for All These Years, which will be coming out soon. That was shot in Morocco, and I think a bit in Ibiza as well. So
yeah,
looking forward to that.
Okay,
yeah, it should be good.
What's next for the band? What's the goal for the year?
Well, hopefully, I mean, obviously, we want to sort of keep going on with the gigs that we've been doing so far. I mean, like I say, it's been a pretty hectic schedule so far, and hopefully that sort of keeps on. But I think, as Connor was saying earlier, later on this year, we're hoping to sort of release a new EP, which hopefully we should be touring. Mm. Hopefully get some, I think we're looking at getting some support slots in later on in the year as well, with a few sort of reggae bands that we've played with before. But yeah, so it's just sort of keep going ahead.
is what type of music do you listen to? You know, when you're socialising, do you listen to reggae, or do you each have different musical tastes outside what you play as a band?
We've got such a varied taste in music, anywhere sort of from jazz to dance music to sort of reggae music to all sorts, sort of hip hop.
Our guitarist Will's pretty much turned me onto a load of electronic music lately, so it's just
anything that sort of really takes our fancy, I guess, isn't it?
But yeah, depends on what mood you're in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, reggae and dub's sort of a massive influence personally. But yeah, that's my preferred substance.
Well, we're going to wrap things up. What's quickly for people who want to see you? Where are you going to be next? Where can people find you next?
Next Saturday at the Thing Festival, the 28th.
Okay. And that is in, where's that?
That's Highlands Park in Chelmsford. Highlands Park?
Where they have the V Festival. Yeah, that's Highlands Park. One. That's the one.
Somewhere in Chelmsford.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
Chelmsford.
Yeah, somewhere.
Easy to get to. That's on the London Road, Chelmsford, that is. Where the Highlands Park, where the V Festival is. And again, for people who want to get in touch with you, it's quite easy. Dojo Music on Twitter. Dojo Reggae on Twitter.
Facebook.
And Facebook.
Yeah.
And do you have a site?
We've also got a main website, dojo.so.
Okay, and I'll be putting all those links onto the show page blog, which will be up around about tomorrow, so you can catch the full interview and the tracks there. Listen, thanks for joining me, and next time when you come back, try and get the rest of the band. The remaining six would be good. And if you can't get them for the photograph, we've got to really push them to come down, don't we?
It's hard work.
So we're gonna play another track of a CD. We're gonna play track two, which is Brother Are You By My Side. Do you know what this song's about?
No. No, unfortunately not. Once again, I mean, this is another one of the songs whereby our keyboardist Ben and Canusa sort of collaborated to pull together. In my eyes, probably one of the nicest songs we've written.
Slower. I'm
looking forward to it either way. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk soon, and I'm looking forward to hearing your stuff and watching. You grow into a bigger, and you know, sooner or later you'll be supporting, or actually UB40 will be supporting Dojo at some point in time. Okay, this is Brother Are You By My Side, Dojo. That is Dojo from their album Des Cry, a track called Brother, You Are By My Side, and thanks for them for joining me. Thanks to all my guests, actually, Tiffany and Dojo. They'll both be on the show page blogs, which will be available around about tomorrow. Going to have a quick look at the traffic and the travel before we go to a bit of Clean Bandits.